But this next generation coming up, like they're going to be even more tech savvy. So that's where it's important that I think we all work together with each other to really teach each other. Like the person who's been here for maybe a year can provide so much experience. Someone of 40 years and someone with like 30, 40 years can provide so much experience to someone just starting. We really just need to work together and benefit each other. So.
Welcome to Rochester Business Connections, powered by Baubert Marketing, LLC, where I get the chance to chat with Rochester, New York's very best business owners, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. I am your host, Ben Albert. Don't forget to subscribe, and remember, we don't do advertisements. My fee for this show is simple. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Let's get started. I am here with Jordan Barnhart Sullivan. Jordan, what's up? How are we?
Good. How are you doing, Ben? So nice to chat.
Yeah, it's I'm doing awesome. I'm excited for the conversation. Great energy already talking to you offline. And yeah, you are the founder, executive director at ComGap. I was reading your website. You guys do a million things. I want to pass the torch to you. You know, what is ComGap? What do you guys do for Rochester, maybe even the world?
Hopefully the world one day. I would love that. That would be so awesome. Right now, we're all across New York State. So we help people in the communications field. That could be current professionals, that could be aspiring professionals. We really just want to create a community for people in the field and really build off of each other. So that's people from all different career levels too. So that's people starting off like college level students. That's people who have been in the industry for 20 years now. We really just want to That's where ComGap came from, bridge that gap in communications, not only in our community and the relationships, but also in education and also in diversity. So that's why we have so many different programs to really meet the needs of people at every point in their career journey. So I think we're going to get into that in a little bit about like the steps from where, what really took me to ComGap, but our services really include everything from resume assistance to free professional headshots to internship programs, so many different types of career development to help meet the needs of people, not only people who are already in the field. That's why it's super important that we're helping to bring people into the field as well. So that's where our director of education initiatives, she really works on like going into local high schools and, you know, like teaching kids about a career in communications, because, you know, when you're in high school, they don't really ever share anything about that. And I find, especially with our internship program right now, we have 10 interns and they're all, every story, they're like, I never knew about this until I got to college. And some people, unfortunately, don't get that opportunity to do it until they're in college. And some people never get that opportunity to even be there in the first place. So many different programs across all different levels, really trying to bridge the gaps in communications.
I love it. Bridging the gap, helping our young talent, you know, 10 internships. That's a lot. That's incredible. You just onboarded them, right?
Mm-hmm. Super exciting. They're all. And what I love about our internship program really is that each program is different for every intern. And some people may not agree with that, but I'm like, there are so many, don't even get me started on these internship programs. There are so many different barriers for people in our community. And one is internship hours. Some people like can't afford to invest 20 hours in an internship to get experience, to get them to the next level. So especially with COVID during the pandemic, we want to help meet those needs so that people are able to get experience without having to be set like every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you need to be doing this. I really trust them to work on their own time, around their own schedules, and also credit hours. One thing that I noticed, especially after graduating, is that people who still didn't have a job in their field wanted internships, but these internships were requiring them to have academic credit for it. So that's one thing we don't require. And that's been super great because we've been getting applicants. We had a man who was 45 years old, never been in communications before. And he applied for the internship. And I was having a really good conversation with him. And he's like, honestly, he's like, you gave me a chance, because he's like, I didn't think anyone would even look at my resume. He's like, I didn't go to school for this. I want to learn more. I know social media is super important and I want to be able to do it, but no one's giving me the chance to learn. And I can't afford to, at 45 years old, go back to school for another 4 years just to kind of learn, get an idea of communications and repeat the whole process over again. So we're able to give people those opportunities and help break down those barriers, which I think is just super exciting to see the stories that are coming out of it.
Yeah, it's amazing that you're breaking down those barriers, serving as mentors in the community. I love talking about mentorship. We might touch on that a little bit later, but something that came to mind right at the start, you mentioned something about free professional headshots.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever seen my headshot, but like I'm cheesing on a sunny day. I've got like a Hawaiian t-shirt. There's like a little bit of body hair. And I'm like, I really need a headshot.
I would love that. Well, that's the easy part about it. And what I love about it is so many people, you know, they can't afford to spend like $100 just for a headshot but headshots are also super important. It's part of our Best Foot Forward program where it's like you're putting your best foot forward and showing people where it's like, and that could be your best foot forward. You don't have to be in a blazer. You could be in your Hawaiian shirt. You can be whatever like best suits you for that. But what we do is we're able to do that remotely. So some people can't afford to spend a couple hundred to travel somewhere, get like an hour or two photo shoot and receive the photos back, tip the photographer and things like that. So what people do is they kind of do what I'm doing right now. You take a stand, you set your phone up, or you set your phone up against whatever you've got, whatever you're working with, go against a blank background, and they take their photo and we Photoshop it and we put in real nice like portrait backdrop and kind of play with the lighting a bit to make it look more professional. Because some people are already doing that, you know, they're taking it, they're making it look good, but we help just make it a little bit better with that. And obviously there's no replacement for professional photoshots, but that's just another example of us really breaking down those barriers of like some people can't do it. So we want to provide people the opportunity to do so.
I love it. I love it. I might need to utilize that service. I know a lot of my friends and clients absolutely need to utilize that service or at least have a pointer or two. Let's get to know you a little bit better because I recognized your name, Jordan Barnhart, and you confirmed it when we talked offline. But to go back when I was younger, I listened to so much radio. I'd be biking around. I'd listen to The Buzz a lot. And ultimately, when I'd listen to The Buzz, I'd call in. I had all sorts of characters. There was the crazy ZZ Top guy where I would just start yelling at them, ask for ZZ Top. I just loved calling into the radio. And, you know, from The Buzz to PXY to CMF, I was always listening. And it was hard for me to place where I recognize the name Jordan Barnhart, but you actually used to work in radio, right? Tell us a little bit about your history in case someone knows you.
You did your research, Ben. Look at you. I love it.
That's not even research. This is literally just being born and raised from Rochester, you know?
I'm so flattered. Thank you. I used to work at Entercom. I was a public relations coordinator for the different stations. I was with 98PXY, The Buzz with Sandy and Spisano, WCMF, WBEE, and ESPN. And it was super exciting. That was my taste in the for-profit world because I've been a nonprofit for about 5 years now. And that really helped me. And that kind of goes back to ComGap when we talk about the bridges in communication and our community. We really help each other. So my experience, like being in radio and working with the different talents, personalities there, the account executives, I still get to work with them. And it really applies to my job right now where I'm like, hey, Breezy, like we've got something cool coming up. Do you want to have me on the show? And she's like, yeah, that's great. Or I reach out to Rich and I'm like, hey, we need to run some ads. Can we throw some stuff up on the radio? And he'll send me like an ad schedule. And that's where it's really helpful because we tend to get segmented in communications because it's so big. People are like, oh, we break it down into I'm in journalism, I'm in PR. And that's exactly how it is. But we also we help each other at the end of the day. And it's really great because communicators are just so willing to help each other and uplift each other and really work and experience more things. So I love it. It is really great. And they've been super helpful throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's all about building relationship with good people, adding value to one another. And ComGap, you guys are growing. I'm looking at your website. I'm incredibly impressed with everything you do. What is that website for people that are interested?
It is com-gap.org. And that's where most of the time people just type in, they forget the dash and they're just like comgap, and that pops right up. It's the first thing on Google. So it's also, it should be by geographic location, because we cover, like I said, all across New York State.
So. Got it. com-gap.org. I almost said com. And all sorts of not-for-profit communication services. You've obviously been in the communication field quite some time. I'm wondering, was there a tipping point, a series of an events, you know, a why? Were you just always naturally a communicator? Like, what brought you into the field? And what's more, you know, just as a second part, what's so fulfilling about what you do? Like, why do you love it so much?
Oh, wow. I'll start with the series of events, because that's one of my favorite stories to tell, because it encompasses, as ComGap bridges, relationships from people of all different career levels. So I'll walk through that quick, and then I'm going to have you pull me back in, because I can't. So I like to start off with, I went to Monroe Community College, and I was very fortunate. From there, I fell in love with communications. I took a course and I was like, this is for me. Why did I not hear about this earlier? Like this, I knew that was what I wanted to do. And so instantly, like I dove into, I was in the radio club. I was in the newspaper club, the magazine club, honor society. Like I was very fortunate to have the opportunity to really dive into all aspects of communications and see really what fit me best, what I was good at, what I wanted to try. And that was really awesome. But the mother next to me, who single mother, three kids, going to school full time, working two jobs to support her family, you know, she didn't have the same time and the same opportunity to do that. So that's where we really, that's the first part of it, where we help people like that, where they are at a disadvantage because of whatever circumstances are beyond their control. We want to be able to help give them that opportunity, just like the 45-year-old who's never been in communications, wants to learn, but there's these barriers that are preventing them from doing so. Because especially communications is a hands-on field. It's like you going to school just simply isn't enough. You really do need to do those other things to help build your skills and get you into a professional setting. So then from MCC, we go to Brockport, where I graduated from. That's where I transferred and got my bachelor's from there. And I had been surrounded by people who were just in love. You know, we're in our junior, senior years. We're ready to go in the field. We're taking internships, super excited. And I'm just surrounded by these people who have such a passion for the field. And I was, once again, very fortunate to have had a job in my field prior to graduating. And I noticed about 3-4 years after graduation that a lot of my friends who I had been with were talking about, oh, I want to be a reporter for the news. I want to do this. I want to be on the radio. I want to do that. They ended up like dropping out of the field. They'd go and do something else because they're like, oh, I just can't find anything in my field. I can't do any of it. There's nothing there for me. So I had to make a change to a different field. And that was like really upsetting because you just saw the passion and they wanted to do it, but there was no opportunity for them to do so. And so from there, that's the second population where it's like, that's especially with our internship program specifically. And then let's take you to a couple of years after graduation. Past that, I also do freelance work. And within my first year, you know, like I just got a lot of experience. I had about 10 clients my first year. And I remember, you know, that's not a long time for freelance. It's like just starting. I'm a baby at it, never really don't have any client base. And I started doing really well. And I noticed that I was at an organization and they offered me a position for their three, four-year contracts with their organization to do public relations. And I was offered the position over someone who had their own entire agency, like for 30 years plus.
Wow.
And
congratulations.
Thank you. But it's also, that's because people who have been in the field for a long time, they're professionals, they're established, they have tons and tons of experience and valuable experience, but they don't have the tools, like there aren't many tools available to keep them up to date on new and emerging trends. So that's also a position as well. We're not just helping people who aren't in communications, people who are trying to get them into it, but also people who have been there, but maybe just weren't given the opportunity to learn. Like when you've been in there for 20 years, you're getting tons of hands-on experience, but what if the clientele you're working with and you're not working with up-to-date trends, you're not giving the resources and tools to be able to experiment with it, how are you going to do that? So that was another thing that kind of made me sad, is seeing people where it's like so much invested in it. And it's slowly, and this, you know, this next generation, people say I'm young, but this next generation coming up, like they're going to be even more tech savvy. So that's where it's important that I think we all work together with each other to really teach each other. Like the person who's been here for maybe a year can provide so much experience. Someone of 40 years and someone with like 30, 40 years can provide so much experience to someone just starting. We really just need to work together and benefit each other. So.
Yeah, there's always new and emerging trends, and staying up to date and having young people that are good at the technology and understanding it, mentor people. Old dogs can learn new tricks. They can. You just need to have the mindset that you want to continue to grow. But I know personally, I'm not on TikTok. I've spent about 45 minutes on the app. You get sucked in. I don't know what I'm watching. And so many people have told me, Ben, you're in marketing, you're in business, you know, you're forward facing, you need to be on TikTok. I'm like, TikTok? How am I going to get clients on TikTok? Yeah. Any opinions on that? Like, am I missing out on something?
No, well, because you need to go where your audience is. And that's where I think it's, you know, if your audience isn't on TikTok, I don't think you need to be on TikTok and trying to reach, like, because what's, it's cool to know what's the point of it. But, you know, with these younger people, some organizations are trying to reach this new and emerging, especially me being a nonprofit, you know, like when we talk about older donors, typically you go for older donors because they're the ones with the money. You want to fundraise, you want to reach, target them, but also partnering, a huge part about ComGap is education. And so we really do want to educate the younger generation. And so that's where we are experimenting with TikTok as well. But yeah. I think you'd be good at it, Ben. I think you would. Clubhouse, we'll when it comes to Android. That's right.
We'll see where it goes. But yeah, it's good to have a full team. I mean, there's people that are incredibly experienced. They've built wealth. They can donate. They can help provide grants, build the foundation. Then there's the young people that maybe they don't have any money, they don't have any experience, but they're hungry, they understand the emerging trends. And then it's a whole cycle of different age groups coming together really to create something great. I love mentorship. I'll be the first to admit a lot of my mentors don't even know that they're my mentors. But I'm always listening to podcasts. I'm always reading books. The number one thing that I love about this show is gaining so much knowledge and insight from people in different fields, different lives, different experiences. I'm wondering, because currently you're definitely in a mentorship role, you're onboarding interns, young and old, and I'm wondering, how has mentorship and education played a role in your life? You know, do you have any stories or mentors that you can shout out?
Well, I'll definitely give a shout out to Melanie Barnes Simmons, because I modeled my internship program after her, because she was my internship supervisor. But I really had, like you said, I've had so many mentors across the years who have helped me get to where I am. And at the end of the day, they all always say, they're like, I do this because someone did this for me. And it's their way of paying it forward. They're like, someone lifted me up, so I'm going to use that and lift you up. And that's where it kind of, it's like that act of kindness where it's like you just continually uplift each other. And with Melanie's internship program, she really got me that last step into nonprofit, because I'd always been an avid volunteer. Like growing up, that was my main thing. Everyone knew me for that because I love nonprofits. And I remember being like one day, because I had never known, I'm like, oh, nonprofit, you can't make money. So in my head, I was like, I wish I could get paid for volunteering. I was like, because I just love like mission-based places. And then I realized, Melanie, I'm like, I can get paid for this. And she had the same background as me. I was a journalism student when I came to her. We had talked about that for our internship program, but she knew like I was very mission driven. She knew I wanted to be a nonprofit. And we were talking and we're like, you know, because my mission for my life mission is to spread the word about all of the nonprofits like in the world. I want everyone to know about the different causes, all of the great stuff going on in our community. And so she was just like, she took me under her wing and she's like, you need to learn how to fundraise. She's like, because at the end of the day, that's what nonprofits need. You need fundraising. And I fell in love with that because like, I just got so hungry. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got a donation here. I got a donation there. I'm like, this is so exciting. And she brought me to AFP, which is another professional organization for fundraisers. She was like, here, learn from here, take some webinars, take some classes. And that wasn't anywhere written anywhere in my internship program. And it was really designed for me. And that's kind of like our interns as well. I'm like, I give them a questionnaire. I'm like, I need to know everything about what your goals are. Are you looking for a mentorship? Are you looking for, are you job hunting right now? So I can send them job postings. What are you looking to do so I can craft this to meet your needs? Because some people, they've already been established and they're like, I just need more experience. I just want to, in this midtime, I lost my job during COVID. I was a journalist. I just want to write some pieces and kind of like expand my skills in that way and work with a team to build stories, build my portfolio. Other people, they don't have access like to social media and like all these different platforms that our organization does. So like they're able to go in and see how Twitter works, how Facebook works, because some of them genuinely don't have it at all. So it's providing them with the opportunities for each single person. So I'm like, you want to be in radio? That's cool. We'll like create some podcast type thing. Or if you want to be in journalism, like that's really awesome. Let's write some blog posts. So it's really tailored to every single individual's needs. And I really got that from Melanie. So shout out to her. I'm definitely going to tag her because she's on LinkedIn. So
that's the beauty of mentorship and different personalities and people with different skill sets is you are tailoring based on their needs, and then they can bring their value to the table and tailor based on your needs. And it's all cyclical. I'm wondering, like, so you're young, you're doing a million things. Have you always been this driven? Like, where does this come from? Because I'll tell you personally, I was the person that drank way too much and smoked way too much pot and didn't do hardly anything in my college years. I'll be the first one to admit it. And I wonder, like, oh my gosh, like I missed years of my life. I could have made so much more of a difference. Like, have you always been this driven? Like, where does that come from?
Well, thank you. This is going to sound so nerdy, but like in college, like I didn't go to any parties. Like it was literally all like newspaper club, radio club, all of that. But that's where it's also like in my own little way, that was my own party. Like we would have in our newspaper club, we'd have production nights where we lay out the newspaper and we'd all like have snacks together. I was like, that was my own little way of like having a party. But everyone's experience is different with it. And it brought me to, and look at you right now, Ben, like you have your own marketing agency, you're doing your own podcast. Like seriously, yeah, that's so awesome. And you got to drink and smoke pot with it. So there you go.
Yeah. I mean, everyone goes down a different path, and as long as we're moving in that right direction, I think we're moving in the right direction, literally put. But yeah, you're obviously very driven, hardworking. I'm wondering, like Rochester, New York, it's obviously a snowy city this time of year, but it's a beautiful city. There's so much culture, so much to do here in Western New York. When you put the book down, you put the pen down, you're just chilling, you're going to relax, you're going to maybe take a week off, a weekend off. What do you like to do for fun? Like, what do you like about Rochester or the region?
Oh, I love Rochester. First of all, it really is community. Like, I love our community. We are such a generous community, we always give back to each other. It really is. I think it's like the top, one of the most charitable communities like across the nation. We really do give back a lot. So I love getting involved with other nonprofits, but for fun, oh wow. I'm really into gaming. I really love painting. I love reading. I love writing. I love sports and fitness. It's a lot. I'm gonna go back on that. But it really is, I have so much love for this city, and it gets trashed on so many times, you know, because people take a look at it and they have their judgments about it. But at the end of the day, we really are a community that helps each other and uplifts each other when you get past all of the other things that people want to make judgments about, you know. And I'm so blessed to be a part of this community because it really is a great place to live, no matter what anyone says about it.
I agree. It is a great place to live. And a lot of the naysayers, From my experience, just a personal experience, observational data, don't have any information other than my own observation. A lot of them live in like Farmington or Hamlin or Victor's a great place, but Victor, Brockport, that's not Rochester. Like if you live in the city or spend enough time in the city and you go to the local, you know, restaurants and just the local events, and obviously pre-COVID it was a lot more fun. Yeah, you get to know the culture, you get to know the people, and anyone I know that has done that, like got to know the culture and the people, they say something similar to what you just said. And I do love that.
See, I love that. It's so, we really do help each other out. I feel like it's just really such a great neighborhood of people. Everyone's always looking to help each other. Even look at, there's this one Facebook group called Hey Rochester, like, what do you need? What do you have? And it's all about like people willingly where they're like, here's all these food stands around Rochester. Like I will help supply that. It's really, we're such a great neighborhood. And so, and it has its flaws, you know, but at the end of the day, it's people. People are just so great. I love it.
Yeah. What was that group? Let me actually write that down.
Oh, I love it. Hey Rochester. And it's a Facebook group. Right. Hey Rochester, what do you need? What do you got? So it's also people where it's like, say they buy a whole bunch of groceries and they're like, I don't really need all of this. Like, this is too much. So they like go on and they're like, hey, look at all of these groceries I have. Who wants it? And they go and they drop it off to different households, or some people like they help carpool. They're like, hey, I need to go to a doctor's appointment. I have my kid. I don't have like a car seat. I need help getting to my doctor's appointment. And people literally would just say, yeah, like I'm down. I'll come pick you up later. So that's really tough. You know, being a nonprofit, like I find, especially being a nonprofit fundraising, you often have to convince people to give money to something that like doesn't benefit them. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you have to break barriers and you're like, yeah, like I want you to give to something. And in return, like you don't get anything, like you feel good, but like at the end of the day, you're not receiving, you're doing it out of the kindness of your heart. And to be seeing a group of, I forget how many people, it's thousands and thousands of people really just stepping up with like, I get nothing out of this besides wanting to help my neighbor here in Rochester. And it's the greatest thing ever. It really just shows how awesome we are.
Yeah, that is the greatest thing. That I'm kidding, obviously, but I needed that the other day. We had like my girlfriend and I had a huge bag of Reese's peanut butter cups. And all I really needed was one or two, but then I got the whole bag in front of me. I really wish I could have just had someone come pick that up, but I digress a little bit. It's amazing. There's a lot of buy nothing groups as well. Buy nothing is community groups where look it up. Anybody who's listening, look it up, buy nothing. There's so many communities where literally the goal is to buy nothing, and you meet your neighbors, you'll have neighbors come mow your lawn. Let's say you need a snowblower, you can borrow a snowblower, the whole shabam. So buy nothing's another group I like to recommend. Cool. I like to talk a lot about optimization and just the fact that everyone's working from home, or at least a lot of people are working from home. A lot of the listeners are business owners, they're entrepreneurs, maybe they're salespeople in an organization. And things I love, like I love Calendly for scheduling tasks. I like HubSpot. They've got all sorts of free tools, a free CRM. What else? I use BombBomb to send people videos. These are all recommendations I've got from people on the show, really. What purchases have you made that are maybe like cheap, like $1,000, $100 or less, like real valuable purchases that have really helped you with ComGap or just made life easier, something that I can do to optimize my life?
Ooh, I have two. So as you were talking, that makes me think of Canva, but we get that for free because we're a nonprofit organization, but that just really shows because it's also that gap of something in communications where I went to school for graphic design, so I learned how to use Adobe Creative Cloud. I learned like Illustrator and InDesign, all those different things. But I remember when I first looked at it, I'm like, this is intense. I don't know if I even want to do this. I'm like, that's a lot. Like, that's a tool I need to learn how to use because it really is complicated. And Canva is just a way to help people because especially now, like everything being digital, everything being online, you really, that is That's not even a question. That is a necessity. You have to be able to. And I love your, oh my gosh, you do cartoons, by the way, which I love. I just saw one on LinkedIn earlier. I was like, so, but that's exactly those things. You know what I mean? Like, just simply putting text isn't enough. You need something to supplement it. So that's a way of helping that I love. Canva helps bridge the gap between people who didn't go to graphic design, but they can still help create like flyers and posters, and they don't have to spend so much money to hire a designer to do that. And the other one is, I'm going to give another shout out to my friend Teresa, because she does this thing called send out cards, and it's only like $5, but you can send, literally you create a card, and that's why, you know, I'm a designer. I love like you create your own customized card. Cool. And that's what I do to send to people, where it's because I'm big on like words of affirmation. That's one of my love languages. I love telling people where I'm like, thank you for doing this. It needs more than just a phone call, more than a thank you. I need a physical card to say, thank you for what you did. I want to take your picture. So for example, like Adam Chodak, he came to visit us for a new segment. And I was like, I took a picture of Adam playing with the kids. I'm like, bam, here's that. I want you to see all the fun, different things. And you can send little gifts in them too. So you can send like, I sent to one friend who's having a hard time at work. It was a card and it had like a little key in it and it said courage on it. I'm like, key to courage. I'm like, staying in there. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. Strength. You need it. You'll get through it. And it's just a small way that like I just spend, you know, it's $5 here and there to really send those little gifts all around to let people know where it's like, because I'm really big on gratitude and like saying thank you, letting people know they're appreciated. And that's just a small little tool that I love that helps like build relationships and let people know where it's like, that meant a lot to me. So I love that thing about it. And you can send brownies, you can send like cake, you can send, if you open the card, they have little butterflies that fly out, not real butterflies, like but wind up paper butterflies that fly out of the card. And I just love it. It really, it's been really cool getting the responses from it. People love it too.
Yeah. I mean, I love it. Gratitude's a huge thing. Like a little act of kindness, creating a ripple that can go a really long way. So you mentioned Canva. That's where you can go and get easily editable templates to do good graphic design without a ton of skills. And then what exactly is this a product? Is this a canvas? Like what are we talking about here exactly?
It's a website. So you can go to sendoutcards.com and that's where you can like register and you can build your own cards throughout there. And it's really cool because you can move around, like you can upload pictures, you can pick the different colors of the cards. Like it's super, super customizable. That's the one I always choose, is create your own. Cause then other businesses too, like I'll get news from a business that like someone got a promotion and I'm like, bam, let's put their little logo on here. And like, let's say just congratulations on your promotion. So that's a super awesome thing to do. And it is subscription based too. So you can just do them once here and there, or you can subscribe where it's like Teresa, the one who recommended it to me, she pays a subscription and she gets like unlimited cards per month. So she can send, I get cards from her for everything. Whenever like I got married, my birthday, like every single time I get promoted, she's like, bam, here's a card. And it's the greatest thing ever. I love it. Just like I said, words of affirmation. That's my thing.
That's incredible. Sendoutcards.com. It seems so easy. And if you have clients, if you're in a relationship based business, staying up to date on your clients, even if they signed up for an insurance plan 6 years ago, goes such a long way in really building a tribe of people that support your business. So I wrote that down too, because I might have to bring that into my toolbox. I really like that one.
Thank you.
So the whole conversation's already been lighthearted and fun, but we're going to get even more lighthearted. I like to move to the rapid fire round, where simple, just either or questions. You can fill in the blank, but short answers just to get to know Jordan a little bit better. Sounds good?
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. I'm trying to think. I'm like, I'm getting ready. I'm getting in the zone, Ben.
Coffee or tea?
Tea. That wasn't very rapid. Okay, I'm going to go quicker.
It doesn't have to be rapid fire. We'll do the short answer segment.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be too rapid. Well, I'll be the first to admit, like, I get so much learning and value, and like I get so much from my guests, and I look at the kind of questions I ask, and I listen to myself and how I get like kind of nuanced and ask really weird and random questions. And I'm like, if I was on the other end of the table, I would be totally stumped half the time. So,
well, I love it. Cause like you said, it's not all like, it shows that you care more than just, you know what I mean? Where it's like beyond, you care about the person. And that's what I love about it. I'm just like, I was thinking, I'm like, cause I don't, can I give a different answer? Cause I drink water. I don't drink coffee or tea. That's why I had to think about it.
Yeah, fair enough. Do you drink any beer or wine or totally clean?
I don't drink at all. So I'll give water for that one too.
Hey, I like both ends of it. Like I currently am not drinking, but I do drink. I do find that a lot of just like the like high energy, good vibration, like super driven people, they don't drink. It slows it down a little bit. So I support you on that one.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's where I used to, when I would go to networking events and stuff like that. And I was like, I don't drink. And it's been, I want to say like 5 years now. Like I decided it really wasn't my thing. And I would go to networking events, but like people would always ask like, oh, can I get you something to drink? Like, what do you want to drink? And then I just like, I would get a drink and I just wouldn't drink it. I'd just be sitting there kind of with it. Cause it's like, I don't know, something about it. I'm like, people, yeah.
Hey, it's do you. Don't be pressured into it if you don't feel like doing it, you know?
I like it. Yeah. Thank you.
What else? In-person shopping or online shopping?
In person. I have to get to the end of that. Like in person. Totally. You can't try anything on, but not going to lie. Like I do tons of online shopping. I just would like prefer. Yeah. Cause I just want to try things on. That's for clothes, you know? Cause it's like, then I buy something and it doesn't fit and I'm too like lazy to go return it. So
yeah, see it, touch it, feel it, try it on. Yeah. There's, a lot of times I'll shop online just for discounts and things like that. And a lot of times I get stuff that I don't like when I buy online. So yeah, I hear that. You said iOS, right? Android or iOS. You told, I don't know if it was online or offline, but you said that recently you just got an iPhone. Do you have a preference between Android and iOS as someone who has actually used both?
Oh God, no, don't put me on the spot like that. I was Android for life. Like I had that from when I had a Droid in middle school, high school. I was like, I'm never getting an iPhone. I love my Droid. iPhone users like just jump on the trend. I'm like, I've got my Android. I love it. And then last year, my phone broke and my boss bought me an iPhone and I was like, sweet, like I'll give it a shot. And I fell in love with it. And I am like, everyone totally judges me for it. I'm like, I'm so sorry, but iPhone really is. And I sound like exactly what I used to judge. I'm like, oh, like everyone just loves it because of this and that. And it's shiny, but it is like, it is so nice. I've got my AirPods. I hold it up to my phone and it shows where it's like, oh, look how much battery. All I do is take my AirPods case, show it there. And it's like, boom, this is how much battery you have. I put it in my ear. I don't even have to turn it on. It's just like synced. And I'm like, what? So crazy. I used to have my Android and like I would have Bluetooth headphones and I'd have to like hold it on. Okay. And then like go connect my Bluetooth to all of that. And iPhone's great.
I love it.
Sponsor me.
This is not a sponsorship. I don't do sponsorships. I don't do advertisements. Mm-hmm. All the conversations on this show are not based around me trying to sell anything, just to have a good time. Right. So, not sponsoring anything, Jordan. One more tougher question. If you were to choose a book or a podcast or just a piece of knowledge that I can go listen to, read, or dive into soon, what would you recommend for someone?
I'm actually writing a book, so I wish
your own book. There we go. I love it.
It's based off because it's been in the work for like a few years now. I started off, it was really a combination of everything with like Tony Robbins, with Gary Vee, and with all of these different people, like motivational speakers. I really took different elements from each of them. And I was like, you know, that's a lot. I'm like, let's take it and break it down and give people a book that really provides all of their different things. Like Tony Robbins, where he's like, you need to master your emotions, your relationships, your time, your physical needs, your emotion, all those different things. But like my book is refinement, and it's really about where it's like every single day. Cause you know, and I love talking about this because you know, the saying diamonds form under pressure. I hate that. I do not like that because I'm like, some people genuinely like don't perform under pressure. And I don't think that that's the way to let people actually grow. You find different things about yourself. Don't get me wrong. It's like when you're under pressure and you discover the different ways you handle it, that shows a lot about you. But I think at the end of the day, it really is based on like how gold is processed and really continuous refinement every single day. Like you just said, where it's like, what book can I read? What podcast can I listen to? What are different ways that I can refine myself and get to my best self and reach my full potential? So that's what I love about that one. And I'll also touch on four agreements, which is a totally one that everyone always recommends, but four agreements, because I talked about my love language earlier being words of affirmation. Affirmation. So definitely. Awesome. You know, I love a chat, so I always love talking.
Well, I mean, obviously, Jordan, you're full of energy. You're fun to talk to. You like to chat. You just said it. People are going to want to reach out to you. They're going to maybe want to help support you, maybe internship programs. Maybe they need more knowledge. They run a business. They don't understand the communication aspect and they don't want to hire somebody full time to take care of it. They want to learn themselves. You have internship programs. You have all sorts of not-for-profit programs at ComGap. How do people get in touch? Like, should they reach out on LinkedIn, your website? Well, what's the good next step?
Ooh, definitely LinkedIn, because I love it. That's just, I really built a solid community there. I love seeing everyone sharing all of their different things going on professionally. And also, if you go straight to the website, like I have my email on there, you can get in touch through, I have on there Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, all of that. And that's following our ComGap page. But you can always reach out to me. I'm easy to find no matter what. You can even add me on Facebook. I love all of them because it really is with social networking. It's like, it's meant for social networking. It's meant to connect with people who are new that you wouldn't have met otherwise. Especially I'm on Clubhouse now too. So that's, you can throw that out there. That's Jordan Sullivan on Clubhouse as well. Maybe TikTok. I haven't gotten into it yet, Ben, either, but we'll see. Maybe TikTok.
Maybe to, you just mentioned the term social networking. Obviously, I know the term. I forgot that Facebook was a social network. People actually, you can actually communicate on there. You don't have to fight. You can meet people and build business relationships and help the community. And LinkedIn's great for that, from what I've found. People seem to have a lot of respect for one another on LinkedIn. So I always encourage people to reach out on LinkedIn. And no silly memes or fighting on LinkedIn. Let's get straight down to business.
I know. That's what I love about it. Cause it's a good mix where it's like on Facebook, you get to see things like my family and my friends. Cause I actually, before I got into communications, I like had never, like I had Facebook maybe for 2 years in middle school and then I got rid of it. So going up until college, I had never had any social media accounts. And then my professor, when I said, hey, I want to go into communications, he was like, you should have social media. He's like, if you're going to communications, it's like, just start with something. So that's when I started Facebook and then all of the other ones. And I'm like, wow, this really is, because people would say, oh, Facebook's dead. Oh, you can't do this or that. And I'm like, this is a great way to stay in touch with your friends and your family, an easy way to do it, because it really is so simple. Cause that's something we're trying to figure out right now with ComGap, because obviously everyone is in communications. So, but if you, I just did a quick sample with our current group of interns where what social media platforms do you have with that current age group right now? It's like they just have Instagram and maybe a few have Twitter. So it's like, that's not going to work because we have a bunch of different Facebook groups on, we have different groups on Facebook. So that's a great way for people to connect in communications, all my nonprofit communications professionals. But what about like the younger ones? So we're trying to figure out a way where it's like, what's the best way to communicate with everyone, because Facebook is a powerhouse, but it's the best way to cross about all different platforms. It's really interesting. I have to think about that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a million and one platforms these days. So it's always changing.
Yes. Maybe Clubhouse. That's what I was thinking, but I don't know about that. We're going to have to see how that pans out.
I like using Telegram. Telegram is a really easy way just to connect everyone's phone number and have one conversation internally. But when it comes to reaching an audience, It's hard to know where to start. It really is.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about like actual, like I was thinking of an old school telegram. Oh. I thought you were making a joke. I was like, okay, Ben. And I realized you were serious.
No, I saw you gave me a little bit of a look. No, there's an app called Telegram that basically just, it creates a chain. It's like a Facebook group message where everybody can just chat in one spot. Yeah. No, I'm not the old fashioned Telegram. I don't have a bird. I kind of would like a bird, but no, I don't have a bird to deliver my gratitude thank you note for coming on my show. But
I always use that joke, man. That's one of my favorite jokes. So like, really? Whenever people ask me for something, I'm like, they're like, how should I send it? Should I send it through Facebook? Should I email you? I'm like, you can send it by carrier pigeon. I'm like, however it gets to me, I'm like, whatever works. That's one of my favorite things. I love it.
Jordan Barnhart Sullivan. Is it Barnhart Sullivan or Sullivan Barnhart?
Ooh, Barnhart Sullivan. It's probably so confusing because my husband's name is Jordan Sullivan. So I'm like, I better throw Barnhart in there.
Jordan Barnhart Sullivan. Again, crazy day. I don't know if I mentioned this. Crazy day for me. Best part of my day. It's been fun talking to you. One last closing tip, because I know you're open-minded to it. Imagine, you know, younger self, or maybe you're talking to an intern, anybody who's new to the field of communication, or maybe they're a business owner and they've been in business forever, but again, they don't understand the communication and the modern technology that well. Any tips or pieces of advice that could kind of send us on our way and win the day and win the year, really?
Oh gosh. Now everybody, all of my mentors, like all of their, as you were saying that, all of their quotes are just flooding in my mind where it's like,
that's how my brain works. Yeah. That's exactly how.
That is so funny. One that came to my mind, I'm going to go off of is, that's really stood out to me over the years that always comes to mind when people ask, like, what's something that you've heard that has really stuck with you is, I was at this conference with, it was David Romano. He has this Avanti Summit and he invited about 5 different CEOs from the Rochester area. It had like, Michelle Little from, Perfect Granola, and it had, Lindsay McCutcheon from CareerStart, the CEO of CareerStart. And when she gave her speech, and it just spoke to me because she talks about, as you can tell, I'm very animated. I can be very loud. Like, I'm very excited. And that's something that wasn't really like growing up, where it's like from that younger generation, where it's like they tend to, sometimes that gets shot down. People don't really want to see that. And it's kind of like overbearing, be overwhelming to some people. It doesn't really vibe with some people. And she told me that that's exactly what she went through. And she gave me this book to read called A Lesson in Miracles. And it basically says where it's like, let your light shine, and kind of just like, it doesn't matter. It's like, because when you let your light shine, you allow others to let their light shine as well. And that's something that, bam, always sticks with me. Cause it's like, when you think you're being too much, when you think you're going out doing whatever, it's like, just let your light shine at the end of the day. Cause especially I have so many, I'm very extroverted and I have a lot of introverted friends. And sometimes, you know, us with introverts, they're very intuitive and they know a lot of things, but they also, when they're around their extrovert friends, they kind of dial it back a bit, you know, but when you allow them to let their light shine as well, I love seeing my introverted friends where they just get really excited and they start chatting and everyone's like, they don't talk, but when you let their light shine, they just go all out. Like in communications, there's so many introverts in communications. People think it's all extroverts really, but no, to be a good communicator, you have to listen. And you know, and that's where sometimes extroverts like myself, you get caught up in talking so much that you forget to listen. So introverts really, really thrive in communications as well. They just need to let their light shine. So.
Yeah. Communication, psychology, great, great places to go if you're introverted and want to figure out why maybe you aren't a social butterfly. Great, great place to learn. And yeah, as cheesy and cliche as it is, Jordan, let your light shine. I got goosebumps as you were saying it. So thank you for that. Thank you again for coming on the show. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you for having me, Ben. You know, I love a chat, so it was super fun. Had a great time.
Thanks for listening to Rochester Business Connections. Don't forget to share this, rate, and comment on your favorite platform. You can also email me, ben@valbertmarketing.com. Let's connect soon. Until then, keep thriving, everyone.